tell me about your day. How's it going with the particle detector?
Wow, you remember that?
Yeah, I listen to what you say. You're building a particle detector using superfluid helium.
You know, when you talk like that, I want to take you right here on this table.
And you know from past experience, this table cannot support both our weight. So, how's the detector going?
Well, it's tricky working with superfluids. Whatever container you put them in, they kind of creep up the sides and crawl out all on their own.
Kind of like Sheldon's ant farm.
Exactly. Except you don't have a lunatic running around yelling, I fed you sugar water, why are you biting me? Well, this is boring. You really want to talk about this?
Oh, I do. I didn't write superfluid helium on this napkin for nothing.
Okay. This is cool. There's a thing called superfluid vacuum theory, where empty space is imagined as a superfluid with all of its qualities. Viscosity, density, surface tension.
If you're pausing for dramatic effect, I'd keep it moving.
No. People don't talk about surface tension. If you imagine R3 space as the surface of an n-dimensional superfluid bubble, it's exciting. This is really exciting. I have to go find Sheldon.
Okay, well, if you find him, you know, use the kitchen island. That coffee table will not support both of you.